All right. Managerial competency number one is defining problems accurately. Number two is making sound decisions. And number three is managing potential problems. My favorite, Robert Burns said, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. Murphy's Law, if anything can go wrong, it will at the worst possible time. Andrew Grove said, only the paranoid survive. Managing potential problems recognizes that no decision is or plan is problem-free but can be made problem-proof. It promotes successful execution by preparing for preventive and contingency actions, and you'll learn about that later. It helps review the sensibility of a decision or plan, meaning if there are too many potential problems, you revisit the decision. Managing potential problems distinguishes the seeing from the blind, the competent from the incompetent, and the excellent from the mediocre. If you are a good potential problem manager, you will stand out, because managing potential problems is nakakainis, because you try to conjure the future and try to solve the future before it happens. It's a lot of planning, a lot of thinking, but it is a mark of the outstanding manager. What is potential problem management? Okay? You identify all the relevant potential problems given a decision before you implement the decision. Rate the probability of occurrence of each potential problem in a scale of 10. 1, low probability, high, 10 is it will happen. Rate the seriousness of each potential problem, assuming it happens, scale of 10, or low, medium, high. Low seriousness, medium seriousness, high seriousness. Determine what preventive action can be taken to mitigate or eliminate each potential problem. What can I do to prevent that problem from occurring? And number 5, determine what contingency action can be taken should the problem happen anyway. If it happens, what are our contingency plans? But even before that, what is our preventive action? So go to the form, potential problem management process. Okay? There's a form. Are you there? On the first column, potential problem. What you do, given a decision, you imagine what might go wrong. And you list down those potential problems. Beside each of those problems, you estimate the probability of it occurring. Number 1, it probably will not happen. Number 10, my goodness, it might really happen. Number 5, okay, it's 50-50. So you use your best judgment. And then seriousness. If it happens, how serious is it? Low seriousness, medium seriousness, high seriousness. Okay? And then, beside that, okay, what can I do so that it does not happen? That's preventive action. Beside that will be, if it happens anyway, what can I do? You know, contingency action, okay? You know where this was first invented? In NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Imagine their job was to send Neil Armstrong and his friends to land on the moon, okay? And they said, how can we do that? First, the rocket has to pierce the atmosphere of the Earth and travel X gazillion miles to the moon. And it has to land on the moon ever so gently so that Neil Armstrong can step on the lunar surface. And by the way, they will do their work there for a few hours, clamber aboard again, and the thing should be working again. When they put on the switch, it will rise from the surface of the moon and by some mathematical calculation meet up with the orbiting space ship. And then everything should work so that that spaceship will still have enough fuel to bring it back to Earth. And by the way, it should land at a precise area ever so gently so that we will send the Navy to pick them up from the sea. Okay? And so they did potential problem analysis. And they developed the backup system. If this fails, what's the backup? Ito. If the backup fails, what's the backup? Yun. If the backup to the backup fails, what's the backup? Yun. If the backup to the backup to the backup fails, what do you do? Yun. If the backup to the backup to the backup fails, what do you do? Ito. They had a lot of backups. Okay? Now, that was, what, 40 years ago. A couple of years ago, or was it last year, they landed something on Mars. It's the most spectacular engineering event in recent history. Now, Mars is a lot farther from the Earth than the Moon. And they landed the Mars rover ever so gently. It's now roving around Mars and taking pictures and sending it back to us. Okay? So, potential problem analysis is the ability to forecast events and plan for them. Kaya parang, wow, ang sipag mo naman. Lahat ng problema ng mundo, isipin mo na before it happens and so solve it. Oo, ganun talaga. Kanya nga, outstanding ang labas mo kung magawa mo yun. Okay? Of course, hindi naman po rocket science yung trabaho natin. Okay? So, it's a lot simpler. So, potential problem process tips. Focus on problems with high seriousness, rated 5 up or medium to high, regardless of probability. In other words, let's say potential problem 1. Probability 2, so low yon. Anything below 4 is low. Seriousness 9. Ah, I will pay attention to that. Basta high seriousness. The seriousness will guide, the level of seriousness will guide which potential problem you will focus on. Another potential problem, probability 9. So, mangyayari yan. Seriousness 1. Maski mangyayari yan, effect wala. So, I will not worry about it too much. Are you with me? So, the seriousness of the potential problem is what you will focus on. Okay? All right. So, learning is by doing. So, you have case study number 1, potential problem analysis form. Okay? Case study 1, venue change for Ignite 2013. Is that correct? The Ignite 2013 conference venue has been moved to Cuneta Astrodome. During the first round of promotions, we announced that the event would be held in Field Sports Arena, formerly Ultra. We are now promoting the event with a new venue. So the decision has been made. It was forced on Victory. We will move the venue to Cuneta Astrodome. But we had announced earlier that it will be in Field Sports Arena. Okay? So, what could be the potential problems? What are the probabilities? Seriousness? Then what preventive action can we take? What contingency action can we take? All right? Okay, back to your groups. What's the reason why it's moved? None of your business. No, I mean, we were preempted by a national... Very good. Well, for the purposes of this exercise, I will assume responsibility. Okay? So, it has been moved. There are no trick questions here. Okay? Ready? 5 minutes again. Go. Yes, question. Have the suppliers been notified?
But can't we prevent them by all the
announcements? It is silent, so that's part of the potential problem. Ang tanong niya, have the suppliers been informed? It is silent. Oh, so it could be another potential problem. Suppliers might go to old venue. Any other question? Okay, go. Okay, time's up. This is Q&A break, okay? Some of you only have a few potential problems, I can see it. Because what's happening is you're getting tied down in the discussion on probability and seriousness. The first thing you have to do is to make the list as complete as possible before you go into the discussion. Okay? All right? Think of all the problems first before you get tied down in the details of the discussion. All right? So I'll give you another 3 minutes. Okay? So, kumpletuhin mo muna yung potential problems kasi you're coming up with too few potential problems. Okay? And because you're getting bogged down on the discussion. All right, so another, I would say another 3 minutes, ready, go.
Yeah, kumbaga the venue has been vetted.
Tapos na yung decision. Kumbaga, you have no responsibility for the decision. It's done. It's done. 30 seconds. All right, time's up. Okay, I want to hear from that group. Give them a mic. What are your potential problems?
Registration, because some people might go to Ultra instead of the new venue.
Okay.
Logistics. There are some, and accommodations. There are some people who have already booked hotel rooms and even transportation in the area, in the area of Pasig.
Okay.
And it will be difficult for them to go to the new venue. Costs and budgets will have to be adjusted. Setup.
What cost and budget?
Internally for the production.
I see. All right.
Setup. Manpower requirements might.
What's a potential problem?
Too few men set up in the sound system, the cost, the rental. We don't know if it impacts.
Kanya nga. So what's a potential problem?
Well, the budget, it's part of it.
Probably part of the budget. We also don't know if everyone can fit in the new venue. We're not sure if it's bigger.
No, vetted yun. It was vetted.
Okay.
So you're not responsible for it.
Okay. Security.
Okay. All right.
Because,
All right. Okay, what about this group? Potential problems.
Hello. Hi. And there.
Yeah.
And communication.
Communicating the new venue, yes?
Yes. And then can no longer accommodate participants. It's a potential problem.
Why is that a potential problem?
Kasi,
no, that decision has been made. That venue would not have been chosen if it will not accommodate. So you're worrying about something you should not. Next.
Okay. Kasi we won't be able to accommodate people na. Yeah. Pero yung Ultra kasi mas malaki, di ba? Okay.
Yeah.
Sige.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kanya, huwag ka na magulo. Yeah, sige.
Okay, different safety and security parameters.
Security, all right. Ano
okay.
Pa?
You
guys didn't have security, no? You guys didn't have security, all right?
Transfer of accommodation.
Okay, good.
For provincial and international delegates, and then transportation also.
What's the problem with transportation?
Yung people might not be able to get in there because they're not that aware where...
Or
Payagan, kasi it's in Pasay. Yun. So, yun, mas nakakatakot, mas deadly.
So, hindi transportation yun. Security yun.
Ayun.
Oh, ano pa?
Then, for the organizer, parang siguro yung cost and yung finance, parang it could be a potential problem.
What's the potential problem?
Kung organizer, kasi the last time they added additional air conditioning unit inside the hall, whereas kung sa Ultra, mas malamig yung facility.
Okay.
And then, logistically challenging. So it could be, yun, kasi you have to coordinate with, say, under safety and security then, you'll have to coordinate
right.
with local government. And then, location and the weather. So kasi kapag umulan at bumaha doon, it will be difficult for students to get in there. Compared
okay.
to Ultra.
So pag ganun, sabi mo, potential flooding.
Okay.
Kasi location and weather, you know, ang easy. The problem has to be articulated clearly. All right. So potential flooding if it rains. Okay. What about you guys? Josh.
We've potential problem with booking accommodation.
Okay.
Because they first book in. Around some Ultra. Uninformed suppliers.
All right.
Ah, okay. Uninformed speakers.
Okay.
Uninformed foreign participants.
Okay.
Uninformed local participants. And more seats to fill up to compensate the venue cost. Print. They have to change the printed collaterals for the venue. Again, security problems and cost and budget setup.
Okay.
Do I still have to say what they mentioned?
Nina,
that we have?
Nina.
We also have refund requests.
Okay.
And what if old promotion are still circulating na hindi yung... Yeah, yung or online, yung mga estudyante na...
Okay. Ano. All right.
Number one, yung confusion in terms of the information. And this confusion could lead to unnecessary costs because you're gonna try to get back what you already said. And the wastage of the printed materials that stating the former venue. And this would entail also affect, this would affect the attendance of the event and the possibility of suppliers might back out since it's a different venue. And security also and accessibility since a different location. And of course, yung events permit and insurance because it's another venue. So another set of permits from the local government.
Okay, it's March and that's September. So we in real the real world, you probably have a lot of time. No? Oh, May, I'm sorry, May, all right.
May ba?
Oh, May nga pala. All right. All right. Let's do a few analysis. Let's do yours, probabilities and seriousness. Give me some.
We put the refund requests probability 2 lang.
Ganito, no. Let's start with the highest seriousness. The highest seriousness.
Setup doesn't match new venue.
Setup does not match new venue. Well, the setup has not yet been... you're assuming the setup has been...
As in the stage. And
yeah. The setup has not yet been completed. So, wala ka naman data doon. But, sige. Anong seriousness doon? Anong level of seriousness?
We put it at high.
And what's the probability?
4 out of 10.
And what's the preventive action?
We said to inform the supplier and the contingency action in case it doesn't match is we adjust the
setup.
What
do you mean we adjust?
Redesign yung stage.
Yeah, but
setup.
You see, okay, you inform the supplier and there's a risk. Na what is
na,
the risk?
Yung
na,
risk is kasi we're not sure if kung yung setup doesn't match eh. Pero kung hindi,
let's assume it doesn't match nga.
Okay.
So you inform the supplier.
Yes. And then we have them adjust the size, the
right.
The design, the costing.
Right. And why do you need the contingency?
What?
Yeah, so you inform the supplier and is it possible that the supplier will not do it?
There's some venues kasi like kunwari yung sound, 'di ba? Ay problem. Yung ba ano lang payment lang.
I mean, in other words, walang contingency, you just keep sabi mo sa supplier, imbis na doon dito kami ngayon, kaya mo ba? Yes, ma'am. Oy, tapos. Yeah. Yeah, kasi in other words, you're gonna be worrying about things you don't have to worry about. Oh, next high seriousness. Ano?
Registrants have booked hotels.
Seriousness?
Moderate.
Moderate and probability?
5 out of 10.
And preventive?
We just inform them as soon as possible. And
contingency?
We provide transportation for them.
Okay. Now, you will entail cost. So, in other words, if the difference in timing is 1 week, it's possible that
hindi sila. Oh, you mean to tell me hindi na siya makakancel?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. Yeah. You provide transportation. All right. Okay, let me go to other groups here. Kayo, give me some of your highest seriousness. Highest seriousness. Mike. They need a mic.
Hello.
Yeah.
I don't know. We seem to think that the most the largest thing to hurdle would be in the change of venue would be the perception of security.
Okay.
Like for me, that's like the kids won't be allowed because the parents will say, "How do you get there?"
Okay.
It's not as accessible as Ultra of Valle Verde, Pasig, Ortigas. It's a safer community versus okay. Pasay.
So
for us, that's the largest. Seriousness is 8.
All right.
For us. And how do we, what's our contingency? The only thing we can think of is since it's church-based.
Preventive muna.
I don't think we can prevent the venue change. I mean, it's we don't have a choice, diba? They have to go there.
No,
even in security, even if you beef up your security with people, that's not the perception. It's not the number of security you have in the place. It's getting there. So for me, preventive is providing transportation. Buses from churches. So you say Fort, Green Hills, all the major hubs will have buses to bring them there and
okay.
back.
Okay.
And then as a parent, I would say, okay, I'll allow you. You know, not okay. everyone can commute
but
to Pasay.
Also as a preventive measure, you might want to beef up security on top of that.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
In the venue itself.
Right.
But the parents are not thinking that. They're not
okay.
thinking about
right.
the venue. They're
okay.
thinking going there
okay.
versus Ultra.
Okay.
It's a mindset. Eh.
Okay. Yeah. So you will announce that you will ferry people.
Yes, if those who need, we'll be ferrying people up to, I don't know what the system is and
right.
how many.
And contingency?
Providing the buses? Is that the contingency?
No, if the perception does not change. Because it's like, well, a potential problem is parents will perceive this as a security issue and to prevent them from
and
having
yet
that
the
perception.
Parents don't change their minds?
Uh-uh.
Maybe we'll make a survey online and say who are going to ride a bus and who are having problems. Or, I mean, deal with it head on, diba? For
well,
me, it's like making a survey, getting
yeah.
the
so you
parents.
Deal, okay, what you do, the preventive is to communicate to
parents. To the parents, yeah.
Kasi sabi mo lang, provide transportation. Eh.
Okay.
So what you want to do is to communicate to the parents.
That this is what we're doing to
yes.
address this issue.
Kasi you're doing it, but you're not communicating it.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You're not solving the perception issue.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
So,
all
yeah,
right.
communicate that potential problem to the parents and saying we're doing something about it.
Yes.
And hope that not all the kids will have to ride
that's
the
right.
buses.
And contingency, if the perception doesn't change?
I don't think we can do anything. I mean, we'll have to get, as I said, the survey is important, so we still know if we have a good head count.
Yeah, so I think get a survey and
yeah, head count.
And determine whether you should worry about it or not.
Yes,
okay.
because if it's a very big, large percentage,
right.
we might have to cancel.
Any other potential problem? High seriousness, yeah.
What else?
Any other potential problem?
Well, we pretty much said the accommodation problem,
okay.
which is still going to be solved by providing free transportation.
Okay. What
where
else?
The delegates are mostly booked
what
and billeted.
Else? What other potential problems? Ilan bang potential problem niyo?
Well, our registration, kasi we felt that it could be addressed there. Because even the problem of communicating the change of venue, when the kids have to pick up their IDs, you can put it there.
But you see...
they can't enter without an ID.
What I don't like about what I'm hearing
uh-huh.
is your approach is not conservative.
It's radical.
You have to be near paranoid. As
think
that
anything can go wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why
you
we
see?
Said we have to communicate everything
so
through the churches.
Like what, I don't like what I'm hearing from you guys. It's very nonchalant. Yung potential problem management is you're paranoid.
Well, if I'm paranoid, I'll cancel the whole thing.
Okay. Let me address that. No.
I'm
let
honest.
Me address that, all right? Let me address
that. Until I can find the venue that
but
I like.
But that is not an option for you.
Okay.
See, the senior pastor has decided this. So you don't have that option.
Okay.
Okay, first comment. Okay, listen carefully. Second comment, when you rate the seriousness of issues, be realistic. Be realistic. If you really believe it's a security issue, na ano ba yan? Is that like Syria? Na you go there and you get killed? Exactly. So, be realistic about your ratings. You see? And I told this to a group of pastors, same question. Same case, huh? The rating on security was so high. Na the seriousness is so high. Sabi ko, taka muna. Is victory so irresponsible as to choose a venue where people will... Kasi pag sinabi yung seriousness is 8 or 9, kumbaga 80 or 90% of the time, makikidnap yung anak ko.
Paranoid.
Mamamag yung anak ko. I mean, be realistic. Be realistic. Because wonderful people live on Pasay Road. Or, I don't know, Pasay Road. Taft Avenue. You know? So... Ang one extreme on potential problem analysis is to be nonchalant and say, ah, hindi, okay lang yan. Kulang yung potential problem mo. But the other extreme is, sobra ka naman. Na yung rating mo, it's 2 days before the end of the world. You know, and everything is, you're in mid-trib already. And so you understand? The mark of maturity is... accurate calibration of ratings. And in fairness to you, ganyan talaga. Pag hindi ka pasanay sa process na to, you go to these extremes of nonchalance, okay, which is dangerous, or naman, total paranoia, which is paralysis. Wala ka nang magagawa sa buhay mo. I mean, we have missionaries in Afghanistan and, you know, yun ang restricted area. Hindi naman restricted area ang Philippines. So, this is naman Metro Manila. So you need to calibrate well. Okay? So, what I like about potential problem analysis is the longer the list, the better. It's easier to knock out. Na pag naglista ka, 20 yung potential problem analysis mo, sabi mo, ah, hindi naman siguro. Pero it's better. You start that way. Then, tatlo lang, and you're assuming everything else will go wrong. Eh, sabi nga eh, if anything can go wrong, it will. Because if I do it this way, if you are held responsible, okay, how will you analyze potential problems? Iba yung dating mo doon. Okay? Iba yung dating doon. If the senior pastor tells you, okay, look, will you do the potential problem analysis? And so that we've moved it, but we have the option to cancel. So it is your recommendation now. So and it's a combination of, yeah, I have to be kind of paranoid, but at the same time, I have to be realistic. All right, let's go to case number two. Case number two. We are a growing church. We already have multiple services on Sundays and have outgrown our venue as well. We decided to start a Saturday service. What are the potential problems? Oh, mas mabilis ito, ah. 5 minutes only. List down all as many potential problems as you can before you go into the discussion of probabilities and seriousness. Go. Pag nagdi-discuss ka ng potential problem, no editing. Lista lang ng lista. Madaling mag-edit later. No, same venue. Same venue. Same venue. Same venue. 3 minutes. 1.5 minutes. Once you have about 8, you can start rating. And when you rate, go to seriousness first, not probability. 1 minute. 30 seconds. Time. Oh, let's do a plenary evaluation. Can I have your attention? What are the top potential problems on a Saturday service? Okay, so... volunteer, okay? Preaching pastor, it will be nice if there's a pastor, right? Yeah. May pastor ba? May volunteer ba? Okay, ano ba? Sorry? Victory group leaders, you were saying? Venue availability. No, let's assume that. Kasi obviously you won't make that decision unless it's available.
If we're going to add a Saturday service and then ginagamit din natin yung facilities for other activities. So
excellent.
Yung other activities.
Excellent. Baka nag-youth kayo ron. Excellent. So, sige. What else? So, venue, pastor, volunteers, small group leaders, ano pa?
Staff,
yes. Sunday school, the kids church. Okay. No, that's not a potential problem. That's a cost. Kanya ka nag-decide ka eh. Alam mo yun, kasi umaapaw ka na nga eh. Okay? It's possible, the tithing may not cover the new cost. But typically, sa umpisa ganun, tapos nakakahabol naman eh. But the potential problem is, what if hindi humabol? So okay, in fairness. Ano pa? Meaning, what's the potential problem?
The attendees may still prefer Sunday, so walang pumunta ng Saturday.
Okay. Yes? Same? Okay. Oh.
Earlier deadlines for the creative staff, worship services staff.
Kasi, earlier deadlines?
Yeah, because meaning? we need to create collaterals and videos sometimes often for the services. Where it used to be just the we need them on a Sunday, so our submission time would be Friday.
Oh, okay. All right. I get it. Okay. Which, in your opinion, is the highest seriousness? Highest seriousness?
Will people migrate to the new schedule?
Sorry?
Will people migrate to the new schedule?
Okay. Will people migrate? Ano pa? Kasi nga, people are creatures of habit. Yes. Volunteers? Yes. The pastor might not show up? Hindi naman siguro. Okay. Ang pinaka-highest na seriousness is, yeah, people are creatures of habits. And, I mean, if it's just a different time on the same day, baka may pag-asa yon. But, wow, I have to have a lifestyle change if you tell me to worship on Saturday instead of... And what would be the preventive action? Announcement, what else? Promotion, what else?
Provide survey.
Survey, okay. Get to the facts. How many people are willing to go Saturday? Para ma-debunk yung hypothesis. But that's how you prevent it, okay? Or you either cancel it as a potential problem based on the survey, or...
You change your strategy,
okay? What is the next highest seriousness? Do you notice what I'm doing? I don't care about probability. I care about seriousness. Okay? Kasi maski one lang yung probability niya, if the seriousness is high, eh, kailangan na asikasuhin yun. Okay? So, ano pa? Baka hindi lumipat mga tao. Ano pa? Volunteers. So, preventive action. Raise more volunteers, okay? And what's preventive action? What more? Huh? Survey din, di ba?
Survey
din. Oh. Huh? Right. So, again, get your facts. Do a survey. Okay? What else? High seriousness. Ano bang high seriousness? The pastor.
Yeah, because the probability is low. It wasn't started without. But it's a serious problem. It's a serious thing. If there's no one to preach, how can you have a survey? But isn't the probability nil?
As a matter of fact, I don't think it's a potential problem. Because
yeah,
he's the one who decided to have a Saturday service.
So you're saying that even if the probability is low, but if it's a serious...
Assuming it's a potential problem. So in fact, it will not even appear in my list of potential problems. Okay, as in youth service.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Preventive. How do you prevent it?
We moved the youth service into 1 hour early.
Exactly. Exactly. So remove the conflict, and then that will entail its own potential problem. So do that.
Yeah.
You know. So kabit-kabit yan. Right. Right.
We reorganized our calendar so that parang exactly. We moved around the new service schedules.
Exactly.
Because those are bigger blocks, kumbaga. Yeah.
How do you find this exercise? Huh? No, no. Honestly, how do you find it?
Good.
It's a pain, is what it is. It's a pain. Nakakainis. Exactly. It's a pain.
Kanina nga, I resigned na
eh. I noticed. Oh, you tuned out.
Oh, sabi ko, I'll just resign na lang. I'll come back to
you. Yeah. Remind me not to put you in charge of activities. Yeah, all right. It's a pain. And that's the right answer. Because talagang hard work. Okay, I reported to a boss. I was vice president. He was president. His specialty was potential problem analysis. And you can imagine how that affected me. Ang kulit, super. Talagang lahat na lang ng problema sa mundo. But he was right. He was right. And he anticipated a lot of things and saved us. But our response to him was, kulit nito, pare. Kulit nito. But you know, he was right. And we admired him for it. Okay? We admired him for it. So, one of the best potential problem managers I know is my wife. Okay? Pinatay mo na ba yung hater? Yung nakalak na ba yung gate? You know? And like, wow! So we have a game at home. Certain preventive actions I'm in charge of. So the game is, when she asks, can I already say done? So a night is good when she goes through her checklist and I've anticipated everything. So that's the game we play. If I miss one, kanchawa nakatakot-takot yon. So potential problem analysis, you can bring this home. Okay? Basta gumawa ka ng decision. Okay. Quarter A, B, C. Yung naliligaw sa'yo. Remember our case kanina? No. Nag-decide ka. It's gonna be individual B. Okay? Pumasa sa must, lumusot sa wants. You can do a potential problem analysis. Honestly, if I marry this person, I'm assuming he asks you to marry him, all right? If we get married, what are the potential problem analysis? Potential problems, okay? The in-laws, so where will we live, blah, 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 blah. So it just elevates the quality
of the decision.
Okay? Remember, it's a pain because where there is pain, there is gain. Yes. It elevates the quality of your decisions.
My 10